Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 35, my mind is part of God's. I am very holy. The Course is helping us to reclaim our identity. You know, God is the source and the giver of all things, the creator of all in all. God is the only cause in the universe, and the Course teaches us that we are the effect of the cause. I like to think of this as we are the ray of the sun to the sun. Therefore, we can never be anything other than what God determined us to be. So as the source of all in all, if we are the effect of the source, then we will always be as the source intended us to be. And yet we have this gift, and our gift is that we have the capacity to decide against ourselves. We have the capacity to choose what we would accept and what we would deny. And if we choose to ascribe to a story about ourselves, that we are a certain person, that we have a certain name and a personality and a family and friends and a job to do, all of these things that we create about our own personal story, the issue is that as we claim that as our identity, we are now in denial of our true identity. So the idea is not to abandon all that you have created. It's to understand that what you have created is not based in truth. So we can go along in this, what's called the dream. We can go along in this dream, but as we begin to recognize that we are the dreamer of the dream, then the dream can truly change to a much more beautiful and lovely life experience, and remembering that God's will is our happiness. And the way that we get back to that happiness that is His will for us is to reclaim our true identity. You know, if we think of ourselves as the ray of the sun to the sun, we can never be anything other than what the source has intended us to be. Today, no matter what you are facing, you might think that you are a person that is struggling or coming up short or somehow not having something that you need. But if we could simply turn those thoughts over to the Holy Spirit today, no matter how large the challenge is, A Course in Miracles teaches us that there is no order of difficulty in miracles, and that if we would be willing to not ascribe difficulty or assign complexity, then we could turn our thoughts over about our situation and let that space be filled with the truth. The Holy Spirit could then teach us how to think with God instead of in denial of the true identity of who we are. Today we will leave that space. Dear God, I offer this space to you. No matter what I am facing, no matter how crazy it seems or how challenging it might be, perhaps this has been a lifelong pattern for me and I am still facing it year after year, month after month. I am willing to see it differently. I am determined to see it differently. Today, I will withdraw my judgments against myself. I will release the past. I will remember that my past has never cost me, because I cannot be altered, because what God created in me cannot be altered. And as I offer you the past today, I am willing to reclaim the presence, the present identity of who I am. I am as God created me. I am the holy child of God Himself. And today I will walk in peace, and I will allow my mind to relax and receive all that God has given me in means and resources and love and wisdom and everything that I need. As God has given it, I accept it today in holiness and peace. My mind is part of God's. I am very holy.